Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com. This is a really good thread. Great podcast, Nurky. Those are really good. I got a lot out of them. And I wanted to say, call me BH. You know, I won't be offended. I embrace my inner BH. So it's no problem. A lot of people call me that on the board, and I don't mind it at all. Nurky, you asked Sephronia about mentioning the KKK and so on. You know, we're all offended by something and some things. I would like to be perfect and, you know, therefore not be offended by anything. But I haven't reached that level of awareness yet. For example, I'm deeply offended by bigotry. When I see it or hear it, I usually speak up and give people hell about it. Whether the bigotry is aimed at gay people or black people or fat people or old people, something just triggers in me and my previously mentioned inner bitch, I guess. And I go off. I'm deeply offended by it. I don't know that I want to not be offended by that, you know? So I don't think the goal is to be completely non-offendable, but you know, that's one end of the scale. And in the politically correct, gone amok world today, it seems like people are just looking for things to be offended about. And I guess I do have a somewhat of a goal to be completely non-offendable. Because I would like it to not react to people, to bigotry. I would like to not react to it. Yeah. So I think my goal is to be non-offendable. Hey, it's not a popular goal, but it's mine. Okay, next thing. If I were to say to Sephronia, hey, girlfriend, you know, it would totally be because I think so highly of her. I mean, she's obviously black. And it's part of who she is. And coming from me, it would be a sign of affection. Much as it might be for me to say to you, good day, mate. You know, it's the same thing. It's part of who you are. It's me identifying with part of who you are. And I'm not saying anything bad about who you are. That's the thing. You or Sephronia. You know, I don't want to step on anybody's toes, and I think, you know, maybe Sephronia would be offended by that, so I'm not saying it, but if we were really good friends and we saw each other every day and had the respect and knowledge of each other's feelings toward each other, I think, you know, it wouldn't be a problem at all. I'm pretty sure. Because, you know, knowing Sephronia the way I do now, I just feel so comfortable, and I feel sure, actually, that if we lived close or something, we'd be good friends. Oh, and that Charlie's Angel reference cracked me up. I could just see it, even though I've never seen any of the other women before. And Nurky, in response to your last podcast, there are several things, like you mentioned about swearing on the Bible. There are several things in our government and, way of life here in the United States that are like that. There's a Pledge of Allegiance, One Nation Under God and the Pledge of Allegiance, and In God We Trust on all the coins, and, you know, crosses in public cemeteries and stuff like that. And what has happened lately is people are saying, hey, wait a minute, God is infused, and religion and Christianity and all that is infused in our government here. Let's start to extract some of these things. Let's start to take some of them out. And that's why, you know, this alleged war on Christianity comes out. It's not that people all of a sudden want to rise up against Christianity. It's all of a sudden people are saying, you know what, things shouldn't really be like this. Because in this government, we really shouldn't be having the president swearing on the Bible. I mean, you know, he should be taking an oath and stuff, but not on the Bible. That's a religious thing. That's religion in government, if I've ever seen it. And so as we start to extract some of the religion from the government, you know, the religious people don't like it, of course, naturally. And, you know, I wish it was all clean. I wish Under God was not in the Pledge of Allegiance. I wish the president didn't swear on the Bible. I wish In God We Trust was not on the coins. And I wish there were no crosses in public cemeteries. But that's the way it is right now. And, you know, I really don't have a whole lot of problem with it. I just think if we were to make the line clean, none of those cases would be in effect. And I'm with you on the conspiracy, Nurki. You said a mouthful in that piece. I think you're 100% right. The more politically correct we are, the more sensitive we are, the more divided we are, the more we think about hating the other side. And my own personal solution is to not hold back. As long as my intent is not to offend, you know, if somebody gets offended, I'll explain. I didn't mean any intent, but I won't apologize. Because saying I'm sorry means I did something wrong to me. And, you know, I am sorry that they got their feelings hurt or whatever, but I will tell them I didn't mean to offend you. You know, and I will usually say, why are you offended? Tell me what's offensive about this. And kind of, you know, make them look at it. Make them look at the real, you know, situation. I hold them able to handle their own feelings. They own their own feelings. Them being offended when I didn't mean it is their own stuff. And I usually let them know that I think that they own being offended. So, you know, that's my own little, you know, what can one person do kind of answer to the situation. And stuff like this, what we're talking about, this is, you know, if anybody listens to this stuff, besides the four or five of us on here, six of us, somebody might learn something. Who knows? I've learned a lot. Just a minute, please. Oh, shoot, I don't remember what I just said. Oh, I think I was here. Relentless, I think you are right on. And you say the KKK meant to offend. But Nurki or myself mentioning or talking about the KKK isn't meant to offend. So I don't know if he was talking about mentioning it or what. Yeah, I think he was talking about just us talking about it might be offensive to Sophronia. You know, and the KKK is offensive to me, but not just talking about it. And one thing you said really got me to thinking, and that is that we are thinking too much. Thinking and feeling are two different things. And when we spend so much time thinking about what will offend someone and thinking about what we should be offended by, we need to get a life. We need to grow a thicker skin, feel good about who we are, allow the differences, and see diversity as a good thing, not a threat. And stop thinking so much, oh, what did they mean by that? Well, maybe they meant this. Well, they probably think I'm this. You know, and the mind just goes nuts, and that's where being offended comes from, is all those thoughts, all that added meaning that I was talking about before that's in my own head. You know, that I add to what somebody said. Oh, they mean this. Well, what do they mean by that? You know, that's all added meaning that I'm adding. And therefore, I get offended. And I think that's about it for me. Nurki, what is that voice at the end of your podcast saying? Okay, thanks for listening.